Then there was a vacancy after that civil service here at the university, and the vacancy was on transmission of hepatitis B in institutions for the mentally retarded, so very much infectious disease related, also epidemiology related. I was really interested to work on that. So I was a candidate for the vacancy. I got the application, and I started my PhD on the topic of transmission, how to control, but also how is the transmission described in these institutions for the mentally retarded. We find out it was a horizontal transmission, so really person-to-person contact, no sexual transmission, no vertical transmission, but horizontal transmission. So we described the epidemiology, and then we also were invited by the company GSK to do a protective efficacy study with their very first hepatitis B vaccine, which was the very first recombinant DNA hepatitis B vaccine. And that was a world that opened to me, because I was not that much into vaccinology at that moment. But because we got the opportunity to do a first protective efficacy study in these institutions with a quite new kind of type of vaccine, genetic recombinant vaccines, that opened all kinds of horizons for me. So my PhD was no longer purely focused on hepatitis B and transmission of hepatitis B, but I looked also at how to document, I would say, immunogenicity, safety, protective efficacy of those vaccines. And so instead of working 4 years on my PhD, I worked 10 years on my PhD. We did quite a lot of work on conducting trials, understanding how the vaccines work, long-term protection, booster recommendations, yes or no. So you start to realize that it's not because you have a vaccine that the disease will be immediately eradicated or controlled. So you understand it needs to be administered, it needs to be well understood what the safety aspects are, what the immunological aspects are. And finally, you need to set up programs and try to understand how to raise coverage and how to control transmission. So it's a very holistic approach, I would say. And that's exactly what vaccinology is. It's on the crossroad, I would say, of many other disciplines. It's a very young discipline, but it's on the crossroad of infectious disease, immunology. If you look at, I would say, the whole safety aspect, it's also epidemiology, it is surveillance, it is public health. So it's really covering much more domains than I would say, just one domain. So that was the moment, I think, 86, 87, we did the studies. So I had my PhD in 94, and I became really interested in all possible vaccines. So we created then the Center for Evaluation of Vaccination in 94, and we really set up a whole structure to do vaccine trials, and only vaccine trials, and to learn much more about all the different aspects of how vaccines work, how they are composed, how to do GCP, according to GCP, the vaccine trials. And to work, I would say, with colleagues here within the university much more and to look at each other's expertise, like working with the immunologist to further document, I would say, new avenues within the immunological consequences of vaccination. To work with pediatricians when we were really looking at pediatric vaccines, to work with infectious disease specialists. So it brings, in fact, quite a lot of expertise together.